prayer was not designed to do what you can do on your own. Prayer is designed to do what only God can do that's beyond your capacity. Prayer is tapping into the unlimited God. And in these chapters, he gives the revelation of prayer, the operations of prayer, the understanding of what prayer is and how specifically to receive from God. It doesn't matter how large or how small, how to receive from him and have consistent, effective, operational prayer. Prayer for you, prayer for the church, prayer for the nations, pray for your generations. The kind of prayer that the Father will answer all the time. To do that, you're going to have to understand praying is a lot more than just making a request to God. If it was that easy, we would all be pretty well off in every area of life. Prayer is a lot more than trying to move all the demonic forces of the enemy out of the way so God can move. He already moved them out of the way. And so we're going to learn a lot about prayer and especially effective prayer. I call this mini series the spiritual operations of effective prayer. He promises on three different occasions in chapter 14, 15, and 16, he introduces prayer and different parts. He gives different parts about it. Today, we're going to look mainly at the position of prayer. We'll get into praying in the name of Jesus, what that means. It's amazing. The Lord said in chapter 14, he says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And then in chapter 16, he says, don't pray to me, pray to the Father. Because you ask anything in my name, the Father will give it to you. I'm like, well, which one's doing this? They're all doing it. They all have very specific functions. And in this series, you're going to learn presently at least eight functions. There might be more because, you know, I'm teaching as I'm being taught. Amen. We're going to learn the role of the Holy Spirit, the role of Jesus, the role of the Father, the role of the believer, which is you. Spiritual position of effective prayer, understanding jurisdictional transfer, understanding praying in the name of Jesus, understanding spiritual conversion, the natural manifestation. The most simplistic way I could describe prayer, the way I understand it now, is how to get what's been done in heaven into the earth. Prayer is the process by which what's been done in heaven in spiritual form will be converted into the earth in natural manifestation. How that happens, you must understand the roles that you're going to play, the Holy Spirit's going to play, the role of the Father. Once you understand this, it's going to clear a lot of things up. Amen? You'll understand why you need to do what you do. Amen? Luke 11 actually talks about the Lord's Prayer, where the disciples came to the Lord and they said, teach us to pray. Now, don't you know the Lord chose his words carefully? When he gave the Lord's Prayer, it wasn't what we've made it today, a recital. I can assure you, if that's what prayer was, that little religious recital that we do, and we can hymn it, we can sing it. I mean, if that was the way God designed that to be, really, what have we learned from that and praying that for 50 years? What has happened from praying? That those was more than a recital. Those were components of prayer. He gave the Lord's Prayer, the process of the Lord's Prayer. It's most interesting. He goes into different things in Luke 11. He doesn't go into Matthew 6. But what he says at the end, it was most important. He talks about asking and you shall receive, ask, knock, seek, the door shall be open. He says something very interesting in Luke's account. After he gives the Lord prayer, our Father which art in heaven, we'll get into more of those elements as we go. Kingdom transfer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The one thing you need to know about prayer is the will of the Father has been fully accomplished in heaven. I mean, I remember people always say that to me. I'd heard it preached so many times. God has done everything he's going to do about your situation. And I'm like, well, if he's done everything he's going to do, how come it's not here? You'll understand this after a while. while we go into this series, how God has done everything he's going to do about your situation. I know that's hard because many of us struggle, but the best thing to do is humble yourself and realize there might be a few things you don't know about prayer. There might be a few things we don't know. God has done everything. His will has been accomplished in heaven, but there might be a few things we don't know of how it gets from there to here. And with all of our spiritual learning, and we have degrees, we have badges. Some people ordain you if you'll go to their class, take their class to graduate. If you want to really graduate, it's not what a piece of paper a man gives you. That's not a graduation. If you really want to graduate, learn. We learn to pray to the Father on things we could never, ever, ever obtain in the natural and see it manifested and know how it manifested and know how he did that. Because if you know how, if you don't know how and you prayed and God gave you a miracle and he does that, there's no doubt about it. How many of you prayed and God gave you a miracle? Raise your hand. The problem with that is you don't know how to repeat that. Because you prayed and he gave you a miracle out of the miracle. But miracles are sporadic. But prayer, the way Jesus taught it, is effective. Amen? But there are some things we're definitely going to have to learn about how what God has done in heavenly places is going to get down here in the earth. And the Holy Spirit is a master teacher. Amen? That is why he said, in Luke 11, verse 9, I said, you ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find. If you then, verse 13, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father, notice what he didn't say, give you what you asked for. Not the first time. How much more shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit? Because without the Holy Spirit, you're going to have a very, very, very hard time praying effectively. Without him, because what he does and his functions, his multiple roles in the life of a believer, the way he will train, equip, because prayer is a heavenly spiritual operation. You're going to have to be trained in the heaven. No more natural Christianity. Natural Christianity and a little bit of feel good and positive thinking. Those days are over because those days are not going to work. Those days are not effective and they're not going to bring the God of full-blown 100-fold demonstration into the earth. Your positive thinking is good, but that's not what's going to shift. That's not going to shift heaven. That just shifts you a little bit. We're not trying to shift you. We're trying to shift heaven. Amen. That's why you're going to need the Holy Ghost. That's the first prayer the Father's going to answer. He's going to grant you the Holy Ghost, the ministry of the Holy Ghost, because he's got a lot to teach us. It's amazing with all the learning we've learned, how much more we need to learn. Amen. I'll tell you why you have to pray before the Father. You have to pray before the Father. There's a reason why you got to pray before the Father. Not just so you get face to face with him. There is a specific God-ordained New Testament reason why you need to be in front of the Father when you pray. So the first thing he's going to do is give you the Holy Ghost. Amen? So the Holy Ghost is going to come in and look around. Everyone thinks, oh, God's got to fix us. If I get perfect, then he'll start answering my prayers. No, no, no. God will answer your prayers when you're imperfect. That's not what he's looking for, perfection. He's looking for you to understand what it is and how he set it up, why he set it up, and why he does what he does. Amen? Go into John 14. John 14, 26, he says something very interesting about the Holy Ghost. Because he's given all this. He starts unloading on them in the beginning of John. I mean, he starts unloading about oneness, and we'll get into this, and union, and the mystery of union, and you understand this, you'll understand the rest of it. He started unloading. And then he says something about midway through John chapter 14. He goes, listen, all this stuff, he goes, I have many things to say to you, tells him chapter 16. He goes, you can't bear them. Because half the stuff he was telling them, they didn't understand a thing in the world what he was saying. In John 16, they were going back. What is he talking about in a little while? I go away. What does he mean by that? They didn't know what he's saying, but he had to release the words anyway. And he released the mysteries to them when they did not understand the mysteries. He released them into their presence. But then he said something very remarkable. He said in verse 26, he said, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he's going to teach you all things. He'll bring all things that I'm telling you to remembrance. He'll bring whatsoever I said unto you. He's going to bring all this. Don't worry if you don't get all this now. He's going to take these words that I've released and he's going to show you what I mean. He's going to teach you what I mean. He's going to lead you and guide you into all truth. Well, that word is true. Everything I'm telling you in chapter 14, 15, 16, 17, you're going to need him. You're not going to be able to understand it alone. You're not that smart. You don't have it all together. You're going to need him. You're going to need him to explain it, to understand, like, what does it mean to pray in the name of Jesus? Because here's what we do. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant me this. That is not what it means to pray in the name of Jesus. You can operate in the name of Jesus here by casting out devils. That's completely effective. But when you're praying to the Father in the name of Jesus, it's not, Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus. I know you've been taught that. But it'd be nice in this day and hour that we'd be taught by the Holy Ghost. Amen? Because he's really, really, really good at what he does. And he wants you to fully understand. We're a bridal company that will understand in this last hour. Amen? And I'm not this smart either. Trust me. It's the Holy Ghost. So John 16, verse 13. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he'll what? Guide you into all truth. He's a guide. His first ministry, believe it or not, is not to guide you all over the world. Guide you from city to city. His first ministry is to guide you into all truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man's coming unto the Father but by me, and no man's coming unto me except by the Holy Ghost. Is he going to guide you? How are you going to find an invisible place with natural senses? How are you going to learn to walk in an invisible kingdom? Because that's the way God set it up. To learn to see the invisible kingdom. In fact, in John 3, he told Nicodemus, he said, lest a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. You can't see it. And then he said, unless a man be born again, you cannot enter the kingdom. You have to have the capacity. God gave us all that in this new creation. Amen? To see the invisible. How do I see the invisible? I see it through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He takes these words and he opens them in the realm of revelation. And when they open by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, I see that which is invisible. I now see it's been made visible. And I move through that revelation. I move through that inspiration. I move into that realm that's been made visible. Not with these eyes, but the eye of faith, the eye of the heart. Amen. If you don't learn to walk like that, we're never going to see the God of full-blown demonstration. We're going to stay out of position all of our life. And in this day and hour, I don't know if you're aware, this country is under siege right now. And the nice lifestyle that everybody's enjoyed for so long, and the covering, the enemy is working overtime to breach it at every level. And you're going to have to know God in the future. This country has had a lot of ease because the blessing of God has been over it and the covering. When that covering gets breached, you're going to have to walk in the covering of God. It's not going to be enough to just walk in that general covering anymore. You're going to have to know God. And there's a lot of Christians that don't, and they're not ready for it. I'm just telling you. But we're ready. Amen. We're ready for kingdom come. Amen. He will show you things to come. The word things is not in the Greek. So what he shows you, how many of you know that? He shows you to come. He's going to show you, because the whole passage of what he was speaking about was to be with me where I am. And where I am, there shall you be also. I'm going to go away. I'm going to come back and get you. I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. And I'm going to come back and get you. I'm going to send my Holy Spirit. And he's going to teach you how to come to where I am. Now, it's a necessity, my friends, that we learn to pray from the God-ordained position. And I'm going to tell you why that's so important. You'll understand why you have to pray in the presence of the Father to be effective. I'm not saying He doesn't answer your prayers the other way. I'm just saying they're not going to be effective and consistent. And I think everybody could agree with that. To be honest with you, I don't know a whole lot of people that have a seriously effective and consistent prayer life. I know a lot of people that have the blessing of God on them. Now, I need to make this clear so you understand. Having the blessing of God on you and a consistent, effective prayer life is two different things. You can have a blessing, a trade. You can have a certain operation on your life. You can have an ability on your life to do business. You can have a anointing on your life to do business, and it'll create a blessing for you. And that blessing that it creates allows you and your family to be blessed from that blessing that's come upon you. But just because you have that trade doesn't mean that you could move heaven and earth in your prayer life. Do you understand that? But you have a blessing on you. I'm talking about moving heaven and earth from your prayer life. I'm talking about accessing the God of the impossible and bringing the impossible down into the earth. To do that, we have to understand how it works. Amen? And there's a position involved. And the Holy Spirit's going to teach us to come. That word come means ekkamei. We know what this word is. We've taught a lot. It means to transfer from one place to go. From one place to another. In other words, we call it jurisdictional transfer. This is a very, very big component. And by the end of this service, I'll try to tell you, I don't even think I'm going to get the riches and glory today. I mean, praying in the name of Jesus. But I'll tell you why you got to be in the presence of the Father. I would not have known that had I not reached into His love and been able to dwell in His love. I understand why we have to pray in the presence of the Father. It's glorious. He's going to teach you how to transfer. Amen. He says He's going to receive a mind and show it to you. Now, that's important. Now, if you notice, I listed a few things the Holy Spirit is going to teach you. He will show you the where I am of Christ. He will show you who Christ is, the appointed heir. He will show you what is in the name of Jesus when you pray in that name. He will show you why the Father placed all things in the name of Jesus. He's also in charge of kingdom demonstration and manifestation. He's going to show you the who, what, where, and why of Christ. That's what He's going to do. He said, the Bible says He will receive of mine and show it to you. He's got to show you this, and without Him teaching us this, we're not going to be effective. The first thing He's going to do, He's going to show you the where I am. Now, we've been in this a lot, so I'm going to shift gears a little bit. Go to John 14. How many of you pray in the name of Jesus? Amen. We're going to elevate that revelation. I want you to really, really get this. I know we've said this, but I want you to see this. Sometime you'll go over and over again and someone, it'll just spark and you'll understand it. When He begins in John 14, He says, verse 3, I go and prepare a place for you. In My Father's house is many dwelling places. I'm going to come again, receive unto Myself, that where I am, there shall you be also. That's the first ministry of the Holy Spirit, is to get you where He is. That's a spiritual place. It's an invisible place. If you want to be effective, you're going to have to get where He is. He is not on the cross. You come through the cross. He is at the right hand of the Father. He dwelleth at the right hand of the Father in the Father's bosom. Amen. And He's drawing you, sent His Holy Spirit to bring you to where He is. Now, watch this, verse 10. Believest thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father is in Me? Believest thou not? Believe Me that I'm in the Father and the Father is in Me. He said this twice, and the reason He did is He goes, listen, this is the basis. He starts in John 14. This, what I'm telling you, is the basis for everything. Do you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in Me? He's doing the works through Me. This is the basis of everything. Now listen to me very carefully. He's saying this is the basis of operating like Me. He goes, he that believeth on Me and understands this, the works that I do, he will do also, because I'm going to bring you into this union. And you have to understand how it works, that I dwell in the Father dwells in me. Do you believe? It's also, listen to me, the basis for answered prayer. If you don't understand this union and you don't get into this union, you're not going to see effective answered prayer. If you do, it is a school of ministry. It's a school of spirit. Somebody says, well, that's a lot of work. It's amazing to me. Somebody will spend years and years and years learning just to get into a trade in the earth that'll pay them a salary, when God is promising, you get to know me this way, nothing shall be impossible to you. Yes, it requires learning, because you're a spiritual being and you're going to have to transact with a spiritual God. You can write this down. Prayer is 100% spiritual operation. Effective prayer is 100% spiritual operation. You're going to have to learn to be spiritual. It means dropping from your head to your heart. It's a learned operation. You're going to have to learn the operation. Amen. Here's what mammon will do for you. Here's what the world system will do for you. World system will give you everything you want right now. It's going to make you pay for it over a lifetime. They'll give it to you right now. You are tied to it. Houses, 30, 40 years. That note, you end up working for the notes. Debt-driven society. Debt-driven operations. Our Father God also has a way he can provide for his children. But you got to learn the way he does it. Amen. We have to learn to operate with him. We have to learn to operate where he is. If you're not getting consistent, one of my quests in life, I have two great quests in life. Three, to birth that constitution, to walk in creative miracles. And the third is to have consistent answered prayer from the Father. That is a quest. And I'm not talking about shoelaces. I'm talking about things that I cannot attain to in my own self. To have my Father answer prayers that I cannot do in my own self. And do it consistently. That's the quest. Glory to God. When we learn to pray, your life is going to shift. When you learn to pray, it's going to change things. The God of heaven is going to answer your prayers. To so much degree, your friends are going to see God answering your prayer, your family, and they're saying, would you pray for me? And then you're going to pray for them, and God's going to answer their prayer. Amen. I'm talking kind of prayer like having a full-blown 24-hour-a-day media channel, that kind of prayer. That's the kind of stuff I'm looking for right now. How to obtain that kind of international operation from the Father. John 15:7. Notice he says right after this, John 14:12, he said, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he should do also in greater works than he should do, because I go to the Father. And then, and say, and. See, he says, if you'll believe and understand this relationship that I dwell in the Father and Father dwells in me, you're going to do my works and you're going to pray and I'm going to do it for you. The Lord says, I will do it for you. I said, I thought the Father's going to do it. He said, no, I'll do it. I said, but the Father said he's going to do it. But he said, no, I'm going to do it. You need to know he is going to do it, and so is the Father. You have to know what the roles are. Number one, God is not going to bypass you in prayer. If he does, it's a miracle. When he does, and he does, that's a miracle. When you pray and you get an answer, you should know why that happened. You won't always know the how he's going to do it, but you will know why. And after he does it, you'll know exactly what happened. That's the way God wants it to be. Amen. Well, where's faith in that? There's plenty of faith involved. Trust me. So, and say, and you'll do the works that, and whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. He will do it. John 15:7. If, now he's talking about position here, he will hone that position in. This is his second pass in prayer. He says, if you abide in me, and I like, if you abide, read it like this, if you abide in me where I am in the Father, remember, I'm not leaving you orphan. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. He's going to bring you to where I am. If you abide in me, where I am in the Father, my words abide in you, you can ask what you will, it'll be done unto you. That's why he put an if there. Say if. There are ifs involved in prayer. If. John 16, he's going to hone that thing in twice. Twice he's going to hone it in. He's honing in the position. Without being in position, we cannot have consistent, effective, answered prayer. With position, we're on our way to consistent, effective, answered prayer in areas that are way too big for us to do on our own. That's where God gets the glory. Amen? What I'm not talking about is God giving you favor to go finance a truck. I'm not against that at all. But God gave me a truck. Hallelujah. Got to pay on it for 7 years. Amen. I'm not getting on that. I'm just saying that is favor. If you couldn't get financing, you got financing, that's favor. Amen. Answer prayer is for God to give you the truck and you're not paying on it for 7 years. That's the difference. So I'm not condemning an operation, a favor, if that's where you're at. But we can shift to the other one. Because God's not going to give you something and ask you to pay for it for 7 years. Especially since Jesus already paid for it. What I want to do is get into the earth what he paid for in heaven. Say if I do this. Now watch this position, John 16, 23. Chuck and I had a conversation about this. This is huge. Now you really need to put your listening ears on. I need the spiritual ears right now. I want you to see this and understand this because he is going to hone you in to answer prayer. Where do you get answered prayer from? Watch what he says. Say, John 16 says, in that day. Because the only other time he referred to that day was John 14. And he's coming and finishing his teaching from John 14, verse 20. And here's what he says in John 14, 20. He says, at that day that I go away, and I send my Holy Spirit to you, and he teaches you how to come to where I am. He brings you. He teaches you jurisdictional transfer. He teaches you that I am the door. He teaches you how to move through the door. He teaches you how to move into the realm of the Spirit. He teaches you jurisdictional transfer. He teaches you ekakamei to get where I'm at. In that day, when he brings you to where I am, you're going to intimately gnosko know that I dwell in my Father. And you dwell in me in the Father. You're not going to just know in your head. You're going to know it. I'm going to show it until you know it. You got to know. Say no. In that day that I bring you and introduce you to the Father. Say in that day. We're in that day. So that's what he's referring to. Now read it like that in John 16, verse 23. In the day that you know that you dwell with me where I am in the Father, you shall ask me nothing. Verily I say to you, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Who are we asking? The Father. There's only one prayer that I pray to the Lord Jesus. Is show me the Father. Glorify the Father. Reveal the Father. See the position there? See that position in that day? Then you'll pray to him. Because you're going to be where we are. I asked him, I said, Lord, why is this so important? Why can't we just pray in the air? He goes, you can. But you're not going to get consistent answered prayer. Because you don't understand how all this works. What God's trying to do. In bypassing. Second heaven, warfare, you know, fighting with the devil all your life. Bypass that whole thing, because when you're praying where he is in the Father, there's no demons anywhere. They don't go there. They have no access there. You are dwelling in your Father, and you're with him. But there's another reason why you have to pray in the presence of the Father. And I didn't know that one until I met his love. At that day, say that day. Hitherto you've asked nothing in my name. Ask. And you shall receive that your joy may be full. We'll talk about his name. So he repeats it again in verse 25. He's going to repeat the position again. He says, these things I've spoken to you in Proverbs. The time cometh, or you can say in that day, when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I will show you openly of the Father. I'm going to bring you to where I am. And it's that time, it's that place that you can ask in my name and it will be done for you. Do you see the position? You're going to need the Holy Ghost to get you there. You're going to need more than my words. You're going to need his words. And you're going to need the Holy Ghost to teach you how to do that. That is what's wrong with Christian prayer life right now. We're praying from the wrong place. We're fighting. All the devils in the world are not going to give you what he can give you in 1 minute. You can fight the devils a lifetime and move them out of a city. He's already done that. What he's going to give you is a finished work that's already been approved of from the Father, that they cannot interfere with. They cannot interfere with your prayer life. They were able to interfere with Daniel's prayer life, but they can't interfere with yours, because you are a New Testament. Amen. Now, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to throw in about a 5-minute exhortation to kind of get you going down the right path. So you see the position? You got to get there. It's not that he's not going to answer your prayer the other way. God does answer our prayer, but we're looking for effective, consistent, answered prayer of moving heaven into earth. Amen? Matthew 6, speaking of the Lord's Prayer, says the exact same thing. He talks about the position. When you pray, say, when you pray, don't start talking to Father. Start entering. When you pray, enter in to the inner sanctuary. Say, enter in. Shut the door. Get somewhere where you're not. Get past the world. Shut the door. Wherever you're going, you're in the presence of the Father. Because he says, your Father will see you in that secret place. You've moved from the world into the presence of the Father. Then pray. Then pray. Our Father, hallowed be thy name. You can pray 2 hours and hallowed be thy name. Because once you get introduced to him as Father, now Jesus didn't say all that, how to do all that. In John 14, 15, 16, 17, he does teach you how to get there. And the Holy Ghost does expound all that. He takes John 10 and he teaches you, I am the door. If by me any man enter, then he'll be saved. He'll go in and out. I'll teach you how to get there. Then pray. The first thing he's going to teach you is the revealing of the Father. And oh my, 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 do we all need more than the revealing of the Father, more than just knowing him. We must be able to access his love on a daily basis. You and I must learn to access his love on a daily basis. One thing, the biggest lie on planet Earth right now, and it is on planet Earth because there's nowhere to be found in heaven, is the Father withholds his love. To this day, I'm running of being able to access 20 out of 21 days, total access to the love of the Father. Never in my life, in 30 years of knowing God, did I have total access to him like that. Because I am where he is, he doesn't leave the room. The reason why we know the Father and the Father loves, because he comes down and loves us and he visits us. But visit is visit. When visitation's over, visit leaves. You go, where did you go? Oh, I just wanted to tell you I love you. to hug you. But if you want to be with me, you're going to have to come up. You want the consistent flow of the Father's love, make the journey. Because that's where it all is going to happen. That's where the great exchange is going to take place. That's where the fireworks take place. That's where the love flowing. And this is the part I didn't know. Why do I have to pray in your presence? And he said this to me, if you cannot receive my love, you're not going to be able to receive what I'm going to give you when you pray. Because you have to understand, when you pray to the Father, listen, write this down, does not transact in the natural. The Father transacts only in and through the name of Jesus. He does no other transaction. He is going to give you something. That's why it says, when you pray, believe that you what? Receive. Who you're praying to? The Father. What do you pray? In the name of Jesus. You're going to have to receive what is in the name of Jesus. It's not saying the name of Jesus. It's praying for what is in that name. You're going to have to receive because the Father's going to grant you an allocation from that name. And he's going to grant it directly to you. It's a direct transfer, spirit to spirit transfer. And it can only happen where he is. That is phase one. Once you get that, your prayer is pretty much answered. That transfer is what you're going to have to need. And without learning that transfer, if you don't know how to receive his love, or if you're out of position and consistently receiving his love, then you can't consistently receive his transfer. You have to know what God's giving. God the Father is going to give you something when you pray. If you're praying for something tangible in the earth, God doesn't deal with tangibles, not the Father. The Lord and the Holy Spirit do. The Father only deals in the Spirit, and he only deals through the name of Jesus. Did you get all that? So, we have to know what's in his name. What does it mean to pray in the name of Jesus? How do I know how to transact in the name? Say the name. What does it mean to pray? And he kept saying, if you pray in my name, ask in my name, ask in my name. See, that's why he said, listen, don't leave it up to your head to understand what it means to ask in his name. You're going to need the Holy Spirit to teach you what is in his name. Because he said he'll receive of who I am, where I am, what I am, and what I have, and he'll show it to you. You're going to have the Holy Spirit show you what that means. It's the Holy Spirit's going to teach you what is done. When you get what the Father gives and understand what he gives, your prayer will be immediately answered by the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said, I will do it. Jesus cannot do it until the Father allocates something. Once he allocates it to you from a direct spirit-to-spirit transfer, once you learn to receive that, and you won't receive that consistently if you don't receive his love. That's why you got to get into his love. That's why Jesus said, until my Father loves you, you're not going to pray effectively. But once you get into the love of the Father, you're going to really learn to pray. Because not only he gives love, he gives a lot more than that. The Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The kingdom is in the name of Jesus. Got to find out what's in his name. Got to find out how to pray in his name, how to allocate from the name, how to receive from the name. Find out what the Father gives, and then how that incredible conversion takes place. The Father gives you a spiritual substance, and only a spiritual substance. That spiritual substance is going to be converted. There's going to be a conversion. And the only ones that know how to do that, and they're masters at it, is the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and they've been doing it since the creation of the world. And once the Father allocates the substance by which they can operate, they will do the conversion. But you have to receive it. They cannot and will not bypass you unless it's a miracle. He'll bypass your faith altogether. But if you want it consistent, you'll have to learn to receive from the Father and what he gives. I'll teach you what he gives. But the first thing he's going to give is love. And he's got a whole lot of it. and he doesn't withhold it. That's the biggest lie ever. If you're where he is, his love is full all the time. He's going to allocate a spiritual substance out of the name of Jesus. But by the time we're through, we'll have multiple scripture for you. So you know we're right on the right path. Amen. Let's give the Lord glory. Amen. How do you graduate? The receiving of one major thing that's beyond your ability to do yourself. A specific target that's beyond your ability. Once that happens, Chuck and I were talking about that. Once that happens, you graduate because you know how it works now. And you can receive just like his love. His love's eternal. So is what he gives you in the answered prayer. Amen. Let's all stand. Hallelujah forever. Father, thank you for your great inheritance. This great, great inheritance you've given us, Father. Open our eyes of our understanding. You've given us your Holy Spirit to help us. What a helper you've been, Holy Spirit. We so honor you. We're so thankful for your ministry, what you've taught us, where you've brought us. And what all you do in this process is amazing to me. It's amazing to me, Father, what you do. It's amazing to me, Lord, what you've done and what you will do. It's amazing that we've been brought into this oneness to partake of love, the divine nature, but to also be able to pray and see heaven and earth move. Lord, you're teaching us to pray like you prayed, to be effective with the Father. I hear the Lord just said something to me. He said, tell them, if they will remain on this course and not get moved to the right or to the left, I will teach you, says the Spirit of grace, how to pray as the Lord himself prayed, with the effectiveness by which he prayed. This is the inheritance, saith the Lord, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Nothing shall be impossible to you.
We trust you're enjoying today's message. We would like to invite you to partner with us through our convenient online donation feature that enables our ministry to continue offering these life-changing messages free of charge.